You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Why not, right?
Little Thomas action.
Why not? Doot, doot.
I kind of like it. I won't be able to handle it for more than like 15 seconds.
Let's let it go a little bit longer, yeah.
20 seconds, maybe?
I like when it kicks
called No Filter Friday, where you get to call in and talk about just about anything that is on your mind. And here comes Aaron. Aaron, good morning. Welcome to Friday.
Good morning. It is Friday. Happy Friday.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you listening. What's going on this weekend? Anything fun?
Well, I was supposed to see my boyfriend, but it turns out that he had a court date, and I thought it was for something like a speeding ticket, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I don't necessarily think that was the truth, because he is now MIA, and I think he might have gone to jail.
Oh, okay. No. Well. There was no red flags at all? I mean...
No, I mean, I met him online, so who knows?
Oh, well, maybe he was doing like 110 and a 35, and so he is in jail. And
maybe.
It was speeding.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I did like the logical crazy girl things. You know, I used a different phone to call his phone to see if I'd been blocked, you know, and if I was getting ghosted.
Uh-huh. Stalking him on social media.
Stalked him on social media, all the normal things.
So you met him online. Yeah. How long have you guys been dating?
For about 6 weeks.
Still
so,
pretty fresh.
6 weeks, I thought that should, you know, come up, though. Like, hey, I could go to jail.
Well, minor details.
You might not hear from me. You might get a call from a corrections facility.
So now, when you refer to him as your new boyfriend, in 6 weeks, do you label him that, really? Or just
He is calling me his girlfriend. I said, that's a little fast.
Okay. All right.
Mostly because it'll scare me and I'll run away.
Gotcha.
Like a deer in headlights.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, if he is, if he's in jail, I mean, it might just want to wait around just to hear what the story is, right? It could be a good story.
I need to know the story.
Yeah.
Definitely need to know the story.
Hmm.
Yep. Don't know if I need to call and put some money for his phone. His commissary.
Right. He wants a candy bar or something. That's a bummer. I mean, did you like this guy?
Valentine's Day.
Did you have a feeling though?
Yeah. No, I had no feeling that he was going to be.
No. Well, did you have a good feeling about this guy?
Oh, good. Yes, a good feeling. And then, you know, there's always a thing in the back of my mind. You know, what's wrong with him? So, you know, going to jail would be something that I should have known, but.
But well, the thing is you don't know if he's in jail.
Well, he's not dead. So he had a court date, and then he disappeared right after that. His phone's off. And
well, maybe he's in Mexico now or something.
Yeah, maybe he's
like,
just on the run.
He might, you know, he might have fled the country, is what I'm saying. He maybe went to Canada or Mexico.
Why didn't he take me with him? He thinks I'm his girlfriend, so why didn't he take me with him?
Well, look at it this way. It's possible that as the new girlfriend, you could, you know, for your first Valentine's Day together, you could bake him a cake with a file in it.
There
you
go.
With a saw, a little, yeah.
That crossed my mind.
It's very
a
romantic.
File would be good. It would be very romantic.
Unless this whole thing is just he wanted to break up with you and didn't know how, so he made up the court date and he ghosted you.
He just ghosted me, right?
Yeah, so.
That's always
a
possibility.
The story of him being in jail and going and baking him a cake, though. That's good stuff. That's very romantic.
Aaron, we're glad you called. I hope you have a fun weekend and call us next week, or at least send us a Facebook message and let us know what you find
out. Will.
Okay?
I sure will.
Thanks,
Aaron. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a great Friday.
You too. Bye bye. I need an update on that. I need to know if he is behind bars.
Me too.
Next up is Janae. Good morning, Janae. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What are you doing? What's going on this weekend? Anything fun?
So I'm actually a line cook, and I had a shift where I was basically the only woman on the line, and I got all the orders for the night on a triple busy night. Mm-hmm. And apparently my head chef was so impressed. He's like, you did better than two men that were taking over the station the previous night, and I've just gotten praise after praise for 3 days of how proud he was of me in front of a coworker that didn't think I had any promise. So I've just been like on cloud nine this whole week.
That's
hey,
so
good for
cool.
you.
Do you see yourself as being a head chef someday in a like in a nice restaurant?
I would hope so. I don't think I'm at that point yet, but I would hope so.
That is, but I'm, what I'm saying is that what you're working toward?
Yeah, definitely.
Have you used this to kind of say, boy, I sure could use a little more money in that paycheck? And as you can tell, I'm an overachiever.
I've already gotten two raises in the past, like last year, so I don't think I have any more coming my way. So,
two already? That's good for
it
you.
It is impressive. Let me ask you something, Janae. Let's imagine for just a moment that you do get that tap on the shoulder someday. And they say, Janae, we want you to be the head chef of this marvelous new restaurant we're opening up. What would be your signature dish?
Well, I've actually had a thing on the menu last year for a holiday bazaar, and it was a mixed green salad with raspberries, walnuts, goat cheese, and a champagne vinaigrette.
No, what's the good thing that you make?
Yeah, that's...
We were looking for something really good.
We wanted like an entree.
Yeah,
I don't want a salad.
I don't want a mixed green salad.
What is your like signature dish?
Or dessert?
Even if you've never made it, you like to, you know, it's in your mind that someday you want to this to be on the menu and people to be talking about it. What would it be?
I make a mean beef tenderloin with a black garlic balsamic glaze.
There it is.
You have our attention.
I want that now.
We have pushed the salad off the table onto the floor.
You can toss that salad right into the trash and then bring this beef thing you're talking about. All right?
I want you to have your own restaurant someday. That's what I want.
Thank you.
And it'll just be called Janae's.
Oh, sounds classy, right? White napkins. Real nice.
Janae's. Oh, yeah. And if that happens, Dom and Jeremy never have to wait in line, correct?
Never. Not a single day.
We good?
You're the best. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for being on our show, Janae, okay?
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
God, we have the nicest listeners on the planet. Here comes, I'm going to try to pronounce it. Is it Rawa? Rawa?
Rawa? Yes. Rawa. Oh,
Rawa.
Rawa.
Yes.
That's
good. I love it. What's the origin of that name? I have to know.
It's an Arabic name.
Arabic name. Does it translate to something?
It's the beautiful view.
Oh, I like that. Rawa.
What's on your mind, Rawa?
What are you doing this weekend?
I am from Saudi Arabia, and I always take my son to school in the morning, and we always listen to your station, guys, and we love it. So he was like, Mama, let's call them, let's say hi. And I'm like, yes, let's do it. So, yeah.
Hey, right on. You're Mom of the Year now for doing it.
That's right.
Good job. Yay for you.
I'm actually in the parking lot of Home Depot to get some new paint for the wall. In the kitchen.
What color?
Like updating some stuff.
What color?
Gray.
Gray?
A gray kitchen.
Light gray.
Light gray. Okay.
Let me ask you something. How old is your son?
He's 10.
Yeah, and what is he into these days?
Cooking, actually. He loves
to
cook.
Kidding.
That's great.
What's his specialty?
Yeah. He liked to make the lava cake.
Lava cake.
A 10-year-old who makes
cake.
A chocolate
That's
lava cake?
Impressive.
Yes.
Dang.
You keep him around.
Yes.
He could show up. You know, he could show up on one of those like Master Chef shows. Or what are some of those shows?
There's like a kid cooking show, isn't there?
Yeah.
The kids cook?
Yeah, there is. I wish I could do it. Yeah.
Sign him up. That sounds
You guys
tasty.
Doing anything fun this weekend besides painting your kitchen?
No, it's going to be just painting.
Okay. Are you doing any other remodeling or just the painting?
For now, just the painting, yeah.
No. You guys fighting it all over, like, the decorating and the paint color?
You have to be fighting.
Yes, every couple does.
Everyone.
It's a law.
They say that remodeling your home or repainting the inside of a home leads to as many divorces as cheating. Mm-hmm. So
does he like the gray color or not?
Yeah, my fiance is okay because we like to put like bold and very brave decoration with bright colors. so working okay with it.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Well, give me an example of one bold and brave decoration. Like what?
We have this painting of birds on it, and it's like very yellow and blue and green. So it's like when you go to the kitchen, you immediately see it.
It's very bright. It's like you need to put your sunglasses on to look at those yellow birds.
Kind of, yeah.
It pops. That's cool.
Rawa, we have absolutely loved talking to you. Thank you to you and your son for listening every morning. We appreciate it, okay?
Thank you. Take care.
You guys have a great weekend, and thank you for being on the show. Dang, I love our listeners.
Good humans.
And that's another No Filter Friday with your boys in the morning.